The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Gadigal land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. Welcome back to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. This podcast, just like the title says, is made for you, where you can spill the tea, confess your secrets, or get some big sister advice. Today on the show, what to do when you break girl code and the 3.5 year situationship. Let's get into the show. Welcome back to another episode, everyone. I hope your week is going well. I am obviously back in the Sydney studio today, and I'm recording here because I had the Rent Fairy on and I've just recorded with her and it was incredible. She is a powerhouse, and please go back and listen to that episode if you haven't, because my goodness, it is such a goodie. There's so many good nuggets in there and I'm so grateful. I'm also on a high after recording that with her. And now I'm just in here, little old me, solo. And it's so, I love being here. Every time I come here, I'm like, damn, I should have moved back here. But I think what that means is I just really love it and I should come back more frequently because it's such a vibe. The sun is shining. I packed a trench coat to like be here over the last couple of days and I have rarely put it on. Literally, I flew here in it. I need it for my flight home later today, but it is still kind of warm here. They don't have the chill in the air like we do in Melbourne, and I'm a little bit jealous of that. And I forgot what that feels like, but I will be back in cold Melbourne in a few hours. And when I get back, I need to get my shit sorted because I'm in the process of packing everything up and getting that sorted, because obviously I got approved and I'm so happy about it. I know you guys have been following along and I'm really just thrilled that I can take you on this journey as well. Can't wait for all the packing and moving and setting up the new space content that will be coming to you on all my other platforms as well. All right, this is a confession and questions show, so we're going to get into today's tea. Are we ready? Hi Adele. A few years back, I worked in an office job with some awesome girls. I became really good friends with one of the girls who was married at the time. Let's call her Emma. About 2 years ago, I started looking for a new, higher paying job, and Emma's husband, Ben, helped me get a job at his work. I got the new job and still remain friends with Emma. We kept in touch regularly. Just under a year ago, though, Emma told me that her husband and her were splitting up. And not long after the split, she told me that she was sleeping with my old boss, who was still currently her boss. I wasn't close with her now ex-husband, Ben. However, we did have a few little chats about the situation. Eventually, I decided not to talk to either of them about their separation because I didn't want to be caught in the middle and have it affect my friendship with Emma or my professional relationship with Ben as we worked together. I stayed friends with Emma right up until a few months back when I stopped hearing from her. I would always try to check in, but I heard crickets in return. And now, very recently, Ben has come up on a dating app that I was on. I swiped right, thinking we'd just laugh it off if we did actually match. And sure enough, we did. He ended up messaging me, and soon after, we arranged to meet up for a drink. Even though we worked together, we hadn't spoken that much until that night. We hung out and chatted with each other until 3 a.m., and it was so easy. We really connected. We have been hanging out quite a bit since then and have spent a couple of nights together. I am honestly having so much fun with him and enjoying his company. The more I get to know Ben, the more I discover that he is everything I have been looking for, and it's definitely heading towards something more serious. We are both ready for it to turn into a relationship. However, my conscience is telling me that I need to tell Emma about this. Even though, as a former friend, I think the girl code is still in play and I should be the one to tell her before she finds out another way. Ben and Emma also have kids together. I haven't met them yet, but Ben wants to introduce me to them soon. However, I know I'm going to have to tell Emma before that happens, or the kids might beat me to it. From what I know, Emma is happy in her current situation, but I do feel like she will be quite upset with me seeing and dating her ex-husband. And I'm concerned it could cause issues for us. Do you have any advice or thoughts from another perspective? It would be appreciated. And there is lots happening here. Thank you so much for submitting your confession. Where to begin? I'm very curious to know if like the divorce is final, because the timeline is slightly fuzzy on me. And that's fine. I know that they're not together anymore. And I know that he's able to move on. Emma's also able to move on. You're also able to move on too. You touched on the girl code, and I am very big on girl code. To me, I think any guy that any of my friends have been with is like instant ick, immediate no, not even worth me thinking, oh, anything more. Like, it's just, I don't know, unwritten rules. But I do also think the level of friendship matters as well. And there's a couple of other things that matter when you are kind of assessing a situation like this. I think the length of the relationship kind of matters too, between, you know, your friend and their partner or their ex-partner. Also, the level of commitment kind of matters too. I'm less fussed about the depth of yours and Emma's friendship and just like more fussed that obviously it was a marriage. I think if it was just like a long-term relationship and, you know, it ended 5 years ago, like maybe my thoughts would be a little bit different. I obviously think as well, if Emma was in your inner circle, like your bestest girlfriend, I'd be like, fuck no, find someone else. But I'm kind of like, seeing that you did say you are enjoying his company, you do think it's genuine, you do think that this could have potential and he could be everything that you've been looking for. I know that you also said you're no longer friends now, but again, I'm just like fuzzy on the details because it doesn't seem like you haven't been friends for that long. And I did have question marks when I read that you saw each other on the dating app and then you matched, because I think then that was like the opportunity to like not match and like not go down that path and not even test the waters. Like, that was the missed opportunity in my opinion. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand when you like go on a dating app and like you see someone that you used to work with or that you went to school with and you're like, oh, I'm just going to match with them to see if like they think I'm hot, kind of thing. So I get the curiosity, and you even said like you were just going to laugh it off and then you ended up going on a date and it's kind of snowballed into what it is now. I think it is also a bit rogue of you guys, not even just for Emma's sake, but also you work together too. And I mean, it's fine to obviously date people that you work with. Maybe you're not in the same team. Maybe he's not your manager. Maybe you're not reporting to the same person. So there's context missing there. But I am not going to lie, part of me wonders about the motives from Ben as well, not just you, but from him too. As I said, in your confession, it sounds like to me you are wanting a relationship. It is sounding like this is genuine from you. But I do always wonder with these, is it more like, oh, the enticing unknown or like the infatuation of that person or like the excitement? Is it just the thrill of it is what I'm trying to say? Is it just you really wanting to be with him, or is it the thrill of it? And vice versa, can you see from Ben as well, what is he giving to you? What is the vibe there? Is it like a genuine interest in you? Is he able to meet your needs? Are you actually compatible? Are you suited to each other? Can he be the partner you really want him to be? Or is it just the excitement of, you know, him getting with someone who used to be friends with his ex-wife? So I think if you can reflect on that a little bit and then maybe have a chat to him about how you two need to address this with Emma, because I think you're wearing quite a lot of the emotional baggage here where it's also on him too. And I agree with you. I think you've gone down this road now. You definitely need to tell Emma. You definitely need to tell Emma before you meet the children. You definitely need to tell Emma before the children tell her. You and Ben could tell Emma. I don't know who it's better that she hears it from. Really, I'm just trying to put myself in Emma's shoes. And I would say I'd probably want to hear it from you more than anyone else. Like, I'd want to hear it from my friend versus like my ex-husband. And I'm going to warn you, yeah, she might be upset with you. She might be quite bothered by this. She might have a reaction that is even worse than you imagine. So like, be prepared for that. Like, brace yourself for that. And I think that's valid, especially if you are happy to go in and pretty much bat for this relationship, knowing that it could sacrifice your friendship. And obviously, I also don't know how messy their separation is. I don't know what the reason for the separation was or kind of what their arrangement is now with the kids and all that stuff. But if you truly, genuinely want this relationship with Ben and you think it is worth risking the friendship, then yeah, tell her. But be prepared to wear the consequences of that. I also think you do need to give her a little bit of grace in her reaction as well. She might need time. She might need space to come around. She might experience a whole range of emotions, which is out of your control. And so I think just being okay with that and not letting that stop you from saying something is going to lessen the damage, in my opinion, because I think if you don't say anything and then she finds out secondhand or finds out another way, you're even more on the back foot. Okay. And I also think as well, especially because he has kids, you and Emma are going to be in each other's lives forever if this works out full time with Ben. Like if this works out forever with him, I don't know the level of co-parenting or the intricacies of their setup, but she's not going to go anywhere. But again, you're already on the path. And if you are willing to risk it for the biscuit, so to speak, then yeah, I think you definitely need to own up and tell her and then navigate that together. And obviously, you're not going to be navigating it alone as well. I'm hoping that Ben is really supportive and I'm hoping that he's also understanding of what he's doing too, because it's not just you breaking girl code. It's also like him breaking like the respect code for his ex-wife and like her friends. So I think there needs to be some onus on him as well. And hopefully he can emotionally support you through this. If it also then, you know, does cause issues for you too, and it kind of disrupts your relationship with Ben as well, and that has an impact on there, like be prepared for that too. Because I know you're thinking, oh my God, it might cause issues and I'm concerned it could cause issues for us. It might. And that is a thing that you have to be really mindful of whenever you go and date someone who someone else you know was married to. Okay. I hope I said that right. But good luck. I wish you all the best, and I hope that you can tell her, and I hope that you can have a lovely set up and that it all works. And I really do hope the best. I'm going to poll the audience. I'm very curious to hear what they think. I think I know how they're going to go, but I want to know, do you think the girl code gets a pass here based on the level of friendship between Emma and this listener? Because I think I'd love to know your thoughts. And do you think that the listener should fess up to Emma ASAP? We want to know. All right, guys, if you have your own confession, please submit yours as well. The link is in the show notes. All right, guys, now it's time for our question of the week. And as always, I'm not a qualified professional. Of course, we do get deep and we have some big sister chats here, but please take my advice with a grain of salt. And if you do need professional help, of course, see the show notes. Here we go. I have been in a situationship with the same boy for close to 4 years now, and we never seem to progress because of his massive commitment issues. We've had conversations previously about where this is heading, and earlier this year, he said that he was ready to commit to me. Since then, I have not seen any changes in his behavior. Now, I'm not big on PDA or romance, but what he is giving me is not enough for me to feel satisfied and happy. I am someone who gives 180% to something before I chuck in the towel, and whilst I can see this boy has somewhat tried to commit to me, it's simply not enough. Each time I start to move on, he seems to come crawling back around and tell me all the right things. He will then have a change in his behavior for a few months, and then we end up in the exact same position. How do I move on? How do I let go? Please help me. And girl, I am going to give you some tough love. I'm going to give you a hug first, but I'm going to give you some tough love. No more time on this boy, okay? No more time. You deserve so much more, so fucking much more. I can't even stress that enough. And it kills me knowing that you have been stuck in this cycle with him for so long. And I also low-key fucking hate the fact that he kind of steps up, like breadcrumbs you a little bit and kind of gives you false hope and gives you, oh, here, I might do this for you, and then doesn't. I just don't like that. I also know that you described yourself as somebody who gives 180% before you throw in the towel. And I'm here to tell you that after 3.5, 4 years, that's a long time. That's a lot of energy, a lot of investment to not have your needs be fully met. It is time for you to throw in the fucking towel. Okay. You did say here as well that I'm not big on PDA or romance. I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know if you're saying like, oh, I don't need to be like wined and dined or taken out on date nights or things like that. But what he's giving me is not enough for me to feel satisfied and happy. Girl, you don't have to tell me twice, okay? I don't care what your needs are. If someone is not willing to meet them, you don't have to subject yourself to being in this situation or being in a relationship, or being in a relationship that is not safe and secure and giving you exactly what it is that you need. Okay. Situationships, I've said this before, they are out in 2024. They are very painful. They are the worst thing, I'm going to say, to come from dating culture as time has gone on. And I hate them. And I think they are so painful to walk away from too, because of course you like the person. Of course you want to be with them. You wouldn't be sitting in limbo for this long if you didn't really like the guy and if you didn't see glimmers of hope and glimmers of potential and glimmers of what could be. Now, as I said, he's giving you dribs and drabs, bare minimum, less than bare minimum, I'm going to say, not even bare minimum. And I need you to know that there is going to be somebody out there, and I know you probably don't believe this right now, but believe me when I tell you this, there is going to be someone out there ready and willing to give you 180% back in return. Someone who is willing to love you the same way that you love, okay? Someone who can commit, someone who knows what they want, someone who wouldn't even risk the possibility of losing you. This guy is not that guy. He has actually shown you and proven to you over a long period of time that he is not that guy. And again, I understand humans are humans. They can change their mind. Maybe taxi cab theory, like, you know, I do understand the whole Delulu energy as well. But I think 4 years, that's a lot of time to give up for someone who can't really give you what you want. And so I need you to get over this situationship. I need you to start your healing process right now. And anyone else who's listening, who's in a situationship, this is for you too, okay? You are going to get over it. And the way you are going to get over it is to treat it like a breakup. Now, I know you're kind of thinking, Adele, do I really have to treat it like a breakup because it's not really like a real relationship and I don't even have like a right to feel sad about it because he wasn't really my boyfriend. That is fucking bullshit. Stop gaslighting yourself. I know that this is also where a lot of pain comes from in situationships, because in a situationship, deep down, we're thinking this isn't real, this isn't legit. Your heart does not know what a label is. Your heart doesn't know that. All your heart knows is connection and feeling. So that's why they hurt so much, because you don't have a label to put on it and you don't have a label for your pain either. But just because it's not a relationship or that he wasn't your boyfriend doesn't mean that you can't and won't be upset over it. If anything, I'd be worried if you weren't upset over it. It's okay to be sad about it ending. It's okay to feel grief for whatever it is that you had, even though it wasn't a relationship, it was a situationship. You will have to adjust to a new normal, a new life without him. And as I said, we are hardwired as humans to feel things, to be connected to other people. So of course, when something ends that we really liked or cared about, we're going to feel loss. We're going to feel grief. We're going to feel pain. You need to let yourself grieve it. You actually need to learn to sit in this uncomfortable feeling and this terrible feeling of losing that. Because what you're doing is every time you try to move on right now, he comes back and he soothes the pain because he's come back. But that's just keeping you stuck in the cycle, keeping you stuck in that loop. Now, as for how you let yourself grieve it, two things are important. One is to like let it out in a way, and the other is to cut contact with him. I do think the fact that he keeps coming back and infringing on your boundaries and infringing when you say, I'm not doing this anymore, and then he comes crawling back because he's missing you as well, I think you do need to cut contact so you can give yourself a chance to actually grieve and move forward. And then as for grieving about it, cry, journal, talk to friends, talk to family, talk to people you trust, people who love you and want the best for you, people who can be in your ear saying you deserve better, you don't deserve this. Also, get onto some books, get onto some podcasts. There's quite a few episodes on situationships that you can go back and listen to that I've done. There are beautiful podcasts out there about breakups that you can go and listen to, same as TED Talks. Anything where you can turn your attention and focus back on you is going to help. You need to push through that feeling of grief and let that pass. It will pass, but you have to take an active approach to it. That's why I really love the whole books, podcasts, journaling, that kind of thing. Obviously, at the same time, I want you to make sure you're doing your self-care, whether that is going outdoors, getting some sun. I know we're going into winter, but still, getting a massage, going shopping, doing things that make you happy, whether it's eye masks, face masks, hair masks, foot masks, whatever, hanging out with your friends, doing hobbies, making sure your routines are empowering you and making you feel better. As I said, I think no contact in this stage helps the most as well, because you need to break that cycle of going back. Because every time you go back, all you're doing is like restarting the process again. Every time you're going back, all you're doing is putting yourself through the same shit again. You need to take your power back. You need to take your energy back. And you also need to take the lesson from this. So once you've had your cry, once you've realized and started to accept that this is your new life without this person, what you need to do is take the lesson, because I know it doesn't feel like it, but the ending of any relationship, any situationship, does come with a blessing hidden in the pain, okay? And that blessing is the chance for you to learn from it and grow from it and do things differently the next time. Because when you are not giving your situationship your time and energy, you are able to step back and have space for you to think about what you can learn from this experience. Now, I did mention books. There's one book that I really want to recommend. It's called Attached, and it is great for understanding yourself, and it is great for understanding your attachment style and why you are so invested in this situationship in the first place. Because I think there is some self-development that does need to be unpacked there. And you can only do that when you're not in the situation that's hurting you. You can only do that when you have the time for you. So I really want you to, one, get that book, read that as well, but take a look at what role this situationship is filling in you. Because you're obviously getting some needs met here that is causing you to go back. They're obviously offering you something that feels good, that maybe is missing in other areas of your life. What is it that you're getting out of it? What is the good part of it that you're getting out? Get some clarity on that. And then I also want you to make some time to define what it is that you are looking for in your next relationship. What is it that you want in your next partner? What boundaries are you going to put in place the next time? What boundaries are you going to expect your partner to put in place? What are you going to do differently so that you're not in this circumstance again? You know, thinking about the things that you value in a partner, thinking about the things that are important to you and what you would want your next relationship to look like. I think you can do that once you have started to accept it, and getting really specific about the type of partner you want to be with moving forward, you know, and also the type of partner you want to be. Whenever I think about in the past as well, whenever I've gone into dating, I've thought about what kind of person I want to attract. I make sure I have those qualities and traits as well. I make sure I go into the dating pool with that. Because what happens then is you can enter into your future relationships with good intention and peace of mind. And I think intention is so important because time is really precious. And I think if you know that you do want a relationship, that you do want a partner, that you do want somebody to love you and want to be with you, why are you giving so much time to a person who doesn't want the same thing as you? They are holding you back. You are, in a way, holding you back from what you truly want as well. Now, I also think once you have done this work, you are then, and you should then, go back out there and make space to date and meet new, better people who are more aligned and suited to you. And that's like the rebuild phase as well that I've spoken about in past breakup episodes. But that is where you have things to look forward to, plans to look forward to. You start creating a life that is so good, that has the space for someone to come and complement that, but still feels so good on your own anyway. And I think this advice really does go to anyone who's in a situationship right now. If you are sitting here listening, wondering, thinking, oh my God, have I spent too much time on my situationship? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Okay. Cut the cord. Let yourself be open to finding someone more suited, more aligned, and take your power back. Okay. Now, I hope this listener can get herself out of this and actually start to move on. We are all sending you so much love and support. We know you can do it. I'm also curious to know from the other listeners listening, what is the longest that you have been in a situationship for? Please don't spend any more time in a situationship though. And of course, if anyone has any advice for this listener, come and share on stories or in the Facebook group. There'll be lots of stuff for you to comment on and have your two cents on there. All right. If you also have your own question, please submit it in the show notes. And guys, we're going to wrap it there. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I love seeing where you listen from. Thank you so much as well. If you haven't, give us a rating on Spotify or Apple. I would love a 5-star review. And if you already have, thank you. I love you guys so much. And as always, follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, and follow our TikTok too. We will see you next time. Bye, guys. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your safe space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.